Hey, Ben.
Hey, Tanner.
Dude, have you ever seen a goofy movie as a kid?
I've seen a couple goofy movies.
Say the line. You say the line.
Okay, let's reel it in.
We had a whole 25 episodes, and you forget that you're the one that's supposed to say it.
Was I supposed to say...
You're supposed to say, let's reel it in, and then look at the camera, and then, but instead you went, well,
Yeah, I thought I had to say something else after that.
No,
I thought
bro.
You
no,
asked.
Bro.
Let's do it again. Let's just walk through it. So you say.
I say, hey, Ben.
Hey, Tanner.
Have you ever seen the kid? Let's reel it in.
I just go right into that?
Yes, my guy. Are we keeping this in or no?
100%.
Oh, my God. Freaking goofball.
Goofball.
Bro, how are you?
It's
still season two.
Still
We're
season
still here.
Two. Happy to be here.
Happy to be here.
Happier than ever.
I'm glad. What are you thinking of She-Hulk right now?
That's next episode. That's next episode.
I know, but we haven't even seen it yet.
Spoiler.
Yeah, man. But hey,
can we get our drinks?
I have drinks.
I have had.
Go ahead and talk while I pour us.
I've had a long day. Okay, I've had a long day, a good day, but it's just been a lot going on. I got myself a cherry acai, and I got Tanner.
A sip of that too, by the way.
You'll probably have a panic attack, so no.
A sip won't kill me.
Okay.
And then, I got cherry zero sugar. Bro, I've lost 20 pounds.
That's great. I guess I'm done telling my story. That's good. It's been a long day, but I'm happy to be here.
That was the end of your story.
Cheers. And hey, congrats.
Thank you, bro.
Congrats on Tanner putting in that work.
Putting in the work.
Losing those LBSs. And
poor.
Being a good friend.
Oh, thanks, man.
Really this won. Smells amazing.
Have
Holy
you had that brand
cow.
Before?
I have. Never the cherry slushy flavor, though.
Ooh, hear that.
I got to put this to this. I got to put this to the side.
All right. Dink.
Or cheersing again. There we go.
That's good. What is yours? Do you like it?
I like it a lot. I'm just laughing because I'm never drinking an energy drink out of a mug before.
Can't try a sip? Swig of that?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. All right.
Why the uh-oh?
Your computer turned off for a second.
Oh,
my God. It's visibly purple. I don't know if you guys can see that.
It's not purple.
Or red, whatever.
It's red.
It's like a magenta. Look at that.
I'll give you that. I don't know if you can I'll give you that. That.
Dude, that's good.
That's good.
How many calories is that?
It's in the back. Zero sugar. That's all that matters.
What's on the? How many calories?
10.
Mm.
10.
I like that. I kind of wish I had that one. There you go.
Dang, dude. I don't want you to experience a seizure. I don't want you to fall on the floor.
Hey, you know, honestly, though, I do
body half numb.
I do appreciate that.
Because you had 5 sips of an energy drink.
I do appreciate that. But I just have caffeine in it, so maybe we'll die. I was literally telling Ben before we started recording, on my Snapchat throwback was a story, or it was a snap of me drinking a Miami Cola Bang, and I miss Bang so much. If you were around for the Bang era, Tanner drinking Bang era, good God.
You're a real one. You're a real one.
You're a real one. You're a real one is what Ben said. But now I can't drink them because of I die when I drink it. Mm. So I have to drink water.
I'm that way with Bangs too. But then I switched to Reigns, and I was fine.
You're fine with
the most
part.
For the most part.
I get sketched out by Reign too though.
Yeah.
Dude, you ever try the
acai? And I'm vibing.
Acai, aloha.
It's a smaller size.
Acai.
And it's a little bit more expensive. But I think the flavor's there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's as, quote-unquote, healthy as Bangs
as
or
people...
Reigns.
Oh, really?
Well, Bangs or Reigns, I think, are unhealthy just because of how much it is. But the ingredients in there, bro, it's just like...
Well, aren't Bangs zero calorie?
Yeah.
Bangs or Reigns are zero
There's
calorie.
No sugar, no fake sugar. It's just caffeine,
and creatine.
Vitamins, and natural flavor.
And creatine.
What the heck is even that?
Creatine helps with your muscles during workout, I think.
Although that's a Bang because that's like a pre-workout drink.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about Reign now? Or are you talking about the? Oh, I thought you were talking about Bang.
I think I'm talking about both, honestly.
Sorry.
Vegan, gluten-free, Bitcoin, sorry, Biotin.
It's pronounced Bitcoin.
Pronounced Biotin, actually. I messed that up.
Biotin.
I said Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
That's kind of goofy of me to say that.
All right, speaking of goofy. Dude, let's get into it. But first, let me give you a little something that I learned in the process of this movie.
Yeah, dude.
Yup.
Oh, man.
That's so a goofy
one.
Movie.
It's the first one, guys.
Yeah.
That's one of
this is going to be another one of those compilation videos of me going, oh, yup.
It's like when you did the Kermit voice for the Christmas special.
Did I do that a lot? I can see that,
honestly. All December, bro.
And the banana. Banana. Hosanna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. A goofy movie. Great movie. Let's keep it real.
Cut it.
All right. No, a goofy movie.
A good compilation would be all the times that me and you say, great movie.
Great
movie.
Great film.
Great film.
I remember when we first did Sharkboy and Lavagirl, I remember I tried to be as professional as I could. Now I don't even care. Now I'm kind of like... Goofy movie's good, but I remember like Sharkboy and Lavagirl. I was like, man, it just like hit every sense of like emotion,
sensory overload,
and it was really, really great. It was really great for me.
Sorry, that was me emptying my can into my mug.
You know who I really miss?
Who?
Matt Fulton.
Matt, did you come back for season two?
Miss you, buddy. We miss you. We hope you're here. Hey, are you feeling goofy, Matt? I need to know. Are you feeling goofy? Anyway. Let's get into it. Goofy movie. It was directed by Kevin Lima.
Kevin Ligma? You smiled at me, and I instantly knew.
I'm like, is that the word?
Kevin Lima.
Kevin Lima.
Leave me alone.
Lima Diesel. Yeah. So, all right. It came out in 1995, same year as Toy Story. I don't know why I knew that.
Oh.
And it's rated G.
Oh. Yeah, for Goofy.
Holy crap. What better fitting.
I can't even believe that.
Yeah, man.
With my own two eyes.
Okay, I got to do a summary right now, dude.
Hey, you have two eyes and one mouth for a reason. Don't you forget it.
Okay, thank you. Yep. Can we do the summary now?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to do it because you don't have a freaking Apple Watch.
Sorry, I'm poor.
Ben is considered.
I'm poor.
What we call cheapskate. So let me get this going. Meanwhile, I have some really fun facts.
Actually, I have an Apple Watch, but it's just always dead.
Yeah, man.
Okay? I don't have it on right now.
All right. No doubt.
Instead, I have a bracelet from my girlfriend that I've had on my wrist for a year now.
My girlfriend gave me her bracelet, too, on my birthday last year. I lost it. And she wasn't my girlfriend then. All right. Here we go. 5 minutes. Ready? And now. Okay. So, movie opens up. There's a dream sequence. Max is running through a field with Roxanne, his crush. And he loves her. And then all of a sudden, he turns into Goofy. That scene used to give me nightmares. We'll get into that later.
100%.
So then, the scene opens up. He wakes up. He's running late for school. Running late for his last day of school. Goofy is his dad.
That's Goofy.
Max and Goofy are related in a sense. And there is... this rush for Max to get to school because he's putting on a fake Powerline concert, right?
That's Goofy.
Powerline is like the pop icon of that universe, the multiverse.
Is he voiced by Michael Jackson?
No, but he's like the character.
But is he voiced by Michael Jackson?
No, he's not. We have to get into that later.
That's Goofy.
Oh, my God. So then he puts on this performance at school during the principal's, like, end of the year scheme, whatever. And, like, basically wins over Roxanne's heart by dressing up as Powerline and singing one of his songs. And then he gets in trouble. He gets detention or something, or he gets in trouble or whatever. And the principal calls Goofy. And Goofy's, meanwhile, working at a photography shop.
That's Goofy.
And, oh, my God! And, like came out.
Kind of just like.
So anyway, bro. So then Goofy's like, oh, well Pete. Pete is PJ's dad.
Pete the cat.
Whatever.
No, I have a funny Pete the cat story. Go on.
Because I'm down to like 3 minutes. Okay. God dang. Okay, so Pete's like, hey, Goofy. You gotta learn to teach Max how to be a young man or whatever. You need to calm down, bro. All right. So then Goofy, it's like, hey, son, we're going on a fishing trip cross country out to Lake Destiny.
Ohio. Idaho.
Idaho. I think it was Idaho.
You do.
Anyway, they get on the road or whatever. Oh my gosh, I have to get into this, dude. Meanwhile, he asks Roxanne to go to a power line like party at a friend's house, and then lies and says, "Oh, I can't go because this is when he found out he's going on the trip." And then he basically says, "I can't go because my dad knows power line, and we're gonna meet him and be on stage." And he lied to her.
That's Goofy.
Don't lie to her. It's Goofy. So then they go across the country. They go to places like Lester's Possum Farm. Over time, they get along. They try practicing out fishing somewhere at some lake. Run into Bigfoot.
That's Goofy.
And then
Bigfoot wins.
Then they start to get along. And then Max changes the map in the movie. Changes the map, okay, and then goes, hey, like, we're actually going this way. And so he's been taking him to the power line concert the whole time, but Goofy doesn't know until Pete overhears Pete and PJ are literally, like, going on a similar trip, I guess.
Who's PJ?
PJ is Max's friend.
Have you ever seen PJ?
Yes. He's a chubby. He's Pete's son. So...
That's Goofy.
So then Pete overhears them talking, and then they change the map or whatever. So then Goofy finds out but doesn't tell Max, and then they're coming up to a part in the road where they're like, hey, are we going to Powerline or are we going to Lake Destiny? And so then he goes to Powerline, and then they get into his fight because Goofy's like, you changed the map on me, son. And then the car falls off the cliff into the water. Jump in the water with the car, and then there's a waterfall. Goofy. And then there's a waterfall, and then they're flying over, and then he learns the perfect cast and catches Goofy as he's falling down. They get to the Powerline concert because now they made up, and they dance with Powerline, and then they get back in town, and he tells Roxanne, hey, I lied to you. She's like, well, I saw you on screen. He's like, I lied to you. She's like, I saw you on screen. He's like, I lied, though.
That's Goofy.
So then he's like, can I ask you out, though, or whatever? And she said, yeah, or whatever. She likes him. And that's the movie.
How much time do you have left?
12 seconds.
Was that the movie?
That was the whole movie.
I feel like there's something at the end there that happened.
Really?
You got most of it, though.
I don't remember.
How did the movie end? Didn't they all dance? They all dance.
I said at the Powerline concert.
Maybe. I don't know. But all I can say.
Here's a question for all the real fans. Ben, did you actually watch the movie? Did you fall asleep?
Yes.
Did you fall asleep?
No.
Thank God.
No.
All right. But we got a lot to get into, man. I got some fun facts, though. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. During the On the Open Road song, you can see Michael Jackson's sparkly glove out of a limo.
Really?
Really, really.
Bro, Powerline was 1,000% Michael Jackson.
No. So I read that too. Powerline was basically a mix of all the pop icons of the 80s. It was Prince, Michael Jackson, and I can't remember the last one. But basically it was three characters into one.
Well, who voiced them?
Some guy. It's not Michael Jackson. It starts with a T. I forget.
That's a very talented man, and whoever you are, and
he sounded he sounded really similar. I mean, given so, there's that PJ, which was Bobby, PJ, and Max that put on the show, right? Bobby's the guy that likes the Cheese Whiz.
Yep.
PJ was the chubbier friend of Max. That's
my
Pete,
dad's gonna kill
that's
me.
That's Pete's son.
Got you. That's okay. Got
PJ
you, got you, got
stands you. For Pete Jr.
Whoa.
Yep.
That's Goofy.
Donald Duck was supposed to have a larger role in this movie.
He was in it for like 2 seconds.
He was. And Mickey had like three different appearances. He had the one on the road.
Yeah.
He was the alarm clock in the opening scene.
Yeah.
And then there was something else. I can't remember what the third. Oh, he's seen at the it's like the bottom left corner. I didn't see it, but I read it. He's seen at the bottom left corner at the Powerline concert at one shot.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, so him and Donald were trying to get to the Powerline concert, too.
I guess, yeah.
got you.
I mean,
so does that mean a big assumption, if Mickey Mouse is an alarm clock, does that mean that in that world they're all famous?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Are they like actors? You see what I'm saying?
Well, that is the thing. Like with the Disney characters, is like Mickey plays. They're basically actors in their own movies.
Yeah, like Muppets.
Fantasia.
Yeah, yeah. Mickey Mouse Goofy as movie. The wizard. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what's the other one?
Why are you snapping at me?
What's the other one? It's the Christmas movies.
Snapping.
Muppet.
You Muppet.
Mickey Mouse Christmas 2? Oh my gosh, what was it called?
It's Christmas special, yeah.
Yeah, something like Christmas, that. But then like Donald Duck plays other people.
Yeah.
So the original name for Powerline in this movie was Deep Freeze. They went with Powerline instead. And voice recording of the film began in 1992, wrapped up early 1995.
Voice recording?
Yep. All the voice acting and stuff.
Look at us, just doing this all in a month. Psh, Disney, hit us up.
Yeah, look at us. All right, up next we got Then and Now.
We got lights on this set.
Jeez.
We got two mics. We got mugs full of energy drinks.
He goes, we got two mics?
We got a camera and two more cameras.
That's right. All right, not about the cameras. Let's get into Then and Now. Ben, what did you think of it then? Have you seen this movie? I forgot to ask you that.
This is not a movie I have ever seen all the way through.
Mm.
This was a movie that I felt like when it came out was crap.
Wait, didn't you say that about SpongeBob too?
No, I've seen all of SpongeBob. I just like don't remember ever sitting down and watching all of it. Goofy movie, there were large chunks of this movie that I've never seen before.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
What I'm saying.
Okay, that makes more sense.
My relationship with a Goofy movie was that when it came out, I'm pretty sure people didn't like it.
Okay.
And just as of recently, it's kind of been getting second wind.
Yeah.
Because everybody has daddy issues.
So is this your then? This is about you.
Yeah. Sorry.
I provide the facts in this episode.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I think that I was saying that's why I don't think I ever watched it because no one ever told me to watch it. I was
okay.
Like, oh, this is good. You should watch it. But what I do remember is I remember the opening scene.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the split in the road.
Yep. Left or right.
Yeah. And then there's one more thing. Oh, you know what I did see, though? I saw the sequel. I saw an extremely goofy movie.
Where
Goofy's in college with his son.
Yeah.
With his son.
Did you see that one all the way through?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was on Disney Channel when I was like super young.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I love that movie.
Yep.
And what do you think of it now?
Now, having watched it all the way through, I thought that it set up some really cool things and it had some really good, deep moments. I just don't think that it went as far with it as it could. Like, I was waiting for that moment when it all built to a point and Goofy – it was in the movie. And Goofy said what did he say to Max on the river? He's like, I know it's your life. I just want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the climax. Like,
yep.
That was the point. And it just felt like – it wasn't that big. Like, if Goofy was yelling that, I would have cried. I would have literally gotten choked up.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of like, wait, what did he...
They were in the water dying, but...
They're in the water dying. That's why he should have been yelling.
I think he was yelling.
Yeah, he probably was yelling.
So what do you think of it?
I'm saying what I think of it. Stop saying that.
Okay, all right.
I thought there was some really good... I've never seen a kid's movie like this deal with a father-son relationship.
What about Onward?
Explicitly Onward. Yeah, that's more of a story about two brothers.
What about Finding Nemo?
That's a story about a dad looking for his son.
What this about is, Goofy Movie, extremely Goofy
that's,
Movie?
That's... I'm not saying I've never seen a father-son cartoon movie before. I'm saying... that this one, I don't even know what I'm saying.
What about Little Bear? Or
Little Bear?
I meant Brother Bear.
Brother Bear.
Which is the name
of it. Is that about... No, that's
it's not
about
dad,
dad
and son. No. I was just joking with you.
No, what about...
Matilda.
Matilda. What about Coraline? What about Pooh's Heffalump Adventure?
Oh, my
what
God.
What about Iron Giant?
What about Simon Birch? That dude didn't have a dad.
Dude couldn't walk.
What are you talking about? Yeah, he could.
Yeah, he could walk. I thought he was in a wheelchair for
yeah,
a second.
Yeah, he could.
I thought he was in a wheelchair for a second.
Nah, bro.
He saved all those kids on that bus. I liked it a lot. I think I was too critical with it in my initial assumption. I really liked what it did.
Okay.
I just felt like it didn't reach the emotional
peak that
peak
you wanted.
That I wanted it to.
Okay.
But there are some really powerful moments. I thought the scene in the car with the "I love you" soup, "I love you, Dad"
oh,
soup.
Oh yeah, my dad soup.
Yeah, that was more powerful to me than the conversation they had on the river.
Yeah, I would agree with that honestly. Yeah. Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it. I was pleasantly surprised, and I didn't know it was a musical. Max has a vibrato like I've never heard before in my entire
life. That's another fact. It's not the same singer. The singer is not the actor.
That makes sense.
They did that with Zac Efron, didn't they? With High School Musical? The different voice singer?
No, because Zac Efron sings.
Now, but I don't think he did in the first movie.
Oh, that'd be news to me. That'd be news to me.
I think, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my then and now. So then, we owned this movie on VHS. And, like, this was one of my favorite movies growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But the opening scene gave, like, it was as soon as he, like, the big teeth show up as, like, in the dream sequence.
Mm-hmm.
That part, I had to, like, close my eyes as a kid. It freaked me out.
Ooh.
That whole sequence of him turning into Goofy freaked me out. And then once it was over, I was like, all right, now I can enjoy the movie. I loved the songs in this movie.
Yeah.
The only one I could have gone without was the one where they're singing on the on the car and the river.
Oh, the two of them together?
Yeah. That one I'm like, it's okay.
It's okay.
I really like After Today and Eye to Eye.
Mm-hmm. I just
remember, what are you laughing at?
I remember what I wanted to say before when you brought up Pete the Cat.
Oh, say it.
So whenever
Pete the Cat.
You know that scene in the movie where Goofy's in the pool?
Yeah.
He just looks up. And sees,
oh, yeah, and
sees Pete looking down at him,
yep.
Like taking up the entire screen. Like he has a visible bulge in his swimsuit. And I just was watching that, and I just say, dang, as loud as I can in my house. I'm just like, dang.
You said that out loud? Oh, my gosh.
And then the same.
Wasn't it family movie night with you last night? Was that the movie you were
No,
watching?
It wasn't this movie. No, we watched 13 Lives about the kids that got trapped in the cave.
Oh, 13 Reasons Why.
That was the
kids who got caught in the cave. Family movie night. That sounds creepy.
In Taiwan, it was like the true story. Remember all those kids of the soccer team? Oh, I think it was in Taiwan. I'm sorry if it wasn't. But all the soccer team who went caving, and then the caves is flood, and then they were in there for something like 4 years ago.
I literally don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
this happened recently.
This happened 4 years ago. The movie came out. Well, the documentary came out a little bit ago, too.
Was it a documentary or a movie what you watched?
This one was a movie, but they also released a documentary.
They made a movie. That's really inappropriate.
What do you mean?
They made a movie about a tragedy 4 years after it happened.
Yeah.
Actually, they did the same thing with 9/11. 2001, and then 2005
well,
was that Nicholas
Cage. It takes a long time
Nicholas
to get a
movie
off the road. Would you want?
I'm just saying, give it a little more time to grieve.
Instantly, oh, you're saying it was too soon.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Give it a little more time to grieve.
Well, everybody lived except one diver. One diver died, but they got all the kids out of the cave.
Really?
Yeah, 13
wow.
kids.
I literally
and
had
was,
no idea.
It was
a cave.
Yeah.
How did it flood? I don't get it.
Because it was in Taiwan against Earth. It wasn't. But the monsoons, they have the monsoons.
There. Okay, okay.
So they went caving the night of a storm. Why are we talking about this movie?
Keep going.
Caves flooded. They couldn't get back out, and they were trapped in there. So they needed to get divers to swim through the cave and get them out. And,
oh, one of the divers died.
But one of the divers died to get the kids. But total, get this, it was a 7.5-hour swim just to get from the entrance of the cave to where the kids were.
What?
For the experienced ones. For the Navy SEALs, it took them almost 9 hours to get to the kids. So to get them out, it was an assembly line of them. They had to...
You mean they were underwater for 7 hours? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, with like, you know, oxygen tanks on them and getting
really?
Like super narrow passageways. But get this, they had to knock the kids out with...
A
with a fist.
A brick.
A brick. with one of the rocks in front of the kid to just smash him over the kid's head.
Oh, my God.
No, no. What, anesthesia?
Anesthesiology.
Yeah, it
that's an Andrew joke.
They called an anesthesiologist to knock the kids out. Really. They would stick them in the leg, and they needed a shot every half hour, or else they'd wake up underwater and freak out.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap.
Yeah. So they had to,
but they all survived.
They all lived. All the kids lived.
That's freaking incredible.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name of the movie? 13.
13 Lives.
That's really on the nose.
13 Lives, yeah.
I just
yeah,
hate
man.
That.
Goofy movie.
Hold on. I need to go one more segue on that.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, I didn't even finish telling my freaking Pete the Cat story. And then whenever Roxanne's dad went to the door, you know, he'd open the door and he'd be like, I'd just be like, dang!
I have neighbors.
They're just all such big boys.
Yeah.
They just take up the whole screen. I'm like, dang.
I'm like, oh, my God, you can fit that whole man in this screen right now. Walt Disney had a good budget, I guess.
I guess so.
So, oh, I also really like how they, like, referenced Walt Disney in a Disney movie. Like, they were playing the game. They're like, let's play. Max Goofy's like, Max, let's play a game. I'm thinking of a man.
It's like Barack Obama.
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh.
He's like, I'm thinking of a man. Oh, now I am. But then Max is like, Walt Disney or whatever. Roles reverse. But basically, they're like, Walt Disney. And they're like, yeah. Like, cause
I don't even know what scene you're talking about.
They were in the car. It was before the On the Road song.
Mm.
Okay, let me tell you this really quick story.
Yeah, man.
Andrew and I, one time, we were it was like 6 years ago. Okay. We were in the McDonald's drive-thru in town, and we were just, like, in a goofy mood or whatever.
Yeah, that's goofy.
That's goofy.
That's goofy.
And we the girl or whatever, like, we noticed that her name was Anastasia on her name tag, and Andrew just goes, and she didn't hear him, but he goes, he's like, is your name Anesthesiology? And then she didn't say anything, and then we just drove off and picked up her food at the next window. But I just thought it was really funny. I forgot about that joke or that story. What am I saying?
You forgot about that story.
I did.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, so anyway, but then I love the movie. I love this movie.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I watched it a lot. But now watching it, you really hit the nail on the head on that when you're talking about how, like, now it's like a staple. Like, now I see people, like, reenacting the dances, and the songs are, like, on Apple Music. I have two of the songs on my song playlist.
Some dude sang on American Idol for Disney Night.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and Katy Perry's
sick.
All like, I don't get why you would choose this song from a movie that nobody's
seen.
Because
it's a... Are you
and
crazy,
like,
Katy?
Katy Perry, this is a freaking Goofy movie. The whole crowd is like...
Who? The whole crowd?
The whole crowd is like...
Oh, I bet, man.
You're
a monster.
You sing that song, and Katy Perry's like,
I don't get it. Katy Perry, shut up.
Katy Perry, stop.
What happened to Left Shark?
What happened to Left Shark?
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Oh, my gosh.
You remember that?
I remember that.
Was it Left Shark? I think it was Left Shark, right?
I think it was Left Shark. That'll be the next
Anyway, one. Okay, yeah. So now I love the movie still. I think it's really great.
Amazing.
So, rewatching it every time. I love it because it brings back such nostalgia, too. So,
all right. Let's go for some quotes.
Yeah, I guess I'll do this.
Okay.
I got some quotes. Okay. All right, first one. Now, he says this a lot. It, like, repeats it. He goes, oh, yep.
Yep. That's Goofy.
All right. Here we go. Quotes. First one is from Bobby, the hippie redhead guy. He goes, Slurpage. Not a lot of quotes in this movie, by the way.
No, I think his name is Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby.
He had some good.
The cheese.
Yeah, he was funny.
He was cool. So next was some random kid in the crowd. He's like, "Yo, Stacy, talk to me, baby."
What about when Bobby, in the detention room, gives Max the cheese and says, "Guard this with your life, bro."
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I didn't write it down. So this is from Lester. You remember Lester? The possum. He goes, "Howdy, folks. Who's your favorite possum? I love that line.
I don't remember.
I actually quote that 3 times a year. Really?
I don't remember that part at all.
Really?
Was that in the montage?
When they're at Lester's Possum Farm, dude.
I don't even know where that was.
Did you fall asleep or no? Oh my gosh, dude.
I've never seen a possum in this movie ever.
It was the like the folky like animatronic show that they went to. Why are you looking at me like that, you weirdo? God dang. All right, another one was Small Wilderness, dude. Just thought it was cute. This is when they ran into Bigfoot, where he's like videotaping the foot, and if Goofy thinks it's a fish, stop doing that face. God dang it. But he says, could you all back up a bit, Mr. Foot? You're out of focus. Yeah. I'm going to do my favorite quote for last. But okay. The next one is, I don't know, taking a break from the MTV. Oh, this was the scene that Pete the Cat walked up. And you know how, like, Goofy was underwater and then you could see, like, the figure.
That's what I was talking
about. And then, like, he comes out of the water and the first line that Pete says is, taking a break from the MTV generation, huh?
And I said, dang, that's a big boy.
All right. This line is my favorite line in the whole movie. Mm-hmm. The actor who plays Goofy said it took him 20 tries to nail this line. That's my favorite quote. Mm. How many cups of sugar does it take to get to the moon? Do you remember this scene?
It took him 20 takes.
20 takes to get that perfect.
That is so weird that you say that. Because when he said that, that's so weird that you say that. Because when he said that,
I thought
that was delivered very well. Like, that was really funny the way he said it.
Yeah.
It was like a question, but a statement.
Yeah.
He's like, how many cups of sugar does it take to get to the moon? And then he just passed out again.
Yeah, I love it.
That's funny. That's funny.
Okay. Takes. All right, so that's all the quotes. Traumatizing scale. It has it. I remember it.
For you.
For me, a lot.
Out of
Jeez.
Five. Out of five. Out of five. Out of five. Out of five.
Two. No, I don't need to go up that bit. It was just the opening scene that freaked me as a kid, which scarred me because I couldn't watch this movie until I was at least 11.
I'm going to rate it for you and say it's going to be a 2.5.
What the freak is up with Ben? Okay.
Just because you're saying all these things and I don't feel like that a 2 is validated for that.
You asked me 1 through 5. I gave a number.
1 is like I got creeped out by one little scene for a little bit. 2.
Well, if that's the case, then I give it a 1.
2 is like, I saw this scene, and it freaked me out for a very long time.
2. Then it's 2.
3. Okay.
You said 2.5. All
right. 2.5 is, I saw this scene, and I couldn't stop thinking about it up until I was 11 years old. That's literally the rating for 2.5. So.
This guy sucks. All right. What about you? Traumatizing skill.
0, because I'm a big boy.
You're a jerk, too. All right, here we go.
Well, hold on. For me, 0. But if somebody has, like, legit, like, issues with their parents or their dad, I could see that this movie could be, I guess traumatizing isn't the right word, but up until they make up, it could be emotional, you know?
Yeah.
A little messy.
Yeah. Okay.
But.
So
props for the movie.
Rotten Tomatoes. This Rotten Tomatoes gave this a 61%.
61%.
Yep.
Okay.
It's wrong. We can all agree on that, right?
A little bit lower than
I
imagine.
A little bit lower than yeah. So what's your Rotten Tomato?
I would probably give it. I'm gonna do some math in my head real quick. I'd probably give it 16 out of the 24 letters in alphabet soup.
God dang, dude. I don't know. Give me an actual number. 0 to 100. Please, dude. Jeez.
Well, 16 times.
Don't make me do math.
16 times 4. 32.
God dang.
48. 64. You know what?
You're giving it 3% more.
I think I'll give it a 65.
For real?
Yeah.
I have such nostalgia tied to this. I'm giving it an 80.
I'm probably just backpedaling a little bit because I feel like I've been really generous with my scores.
Give me a break.
So
Give me a break.
So do
dude.
I want to give it like a 70, 75? Probably, yeah. It probably deserves a 70.
Gosh.
I'm giving it a 65.
Because
I can.
All right.
Who's going to stop me? Are you going to stop me?
No,
do
I can't. I'm over here. That was me doing another hi-yuck.
Oh, that was goofy.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. There you go.
So, that's it.
Wow.
That's it. That's a goofy movie.
Closing remarks.
Closing remarks. I love the movie.
Yeah. It was
that's all I got to say.
It was goofy. Made me laugh a little less than I would have liked to, but it was emotionally captivating.
Yeah.
And showed a good dynamic between a father and a son.
Give me a break. So, next week's movie. Ben, you want to tell us what next week's movie is?
So, in honor of She-Hulk coming out.
She-Hulk has been out for a while by the time this one airs, but.
Oh, yeah. We're watching Hulk from 2003. Not Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton.
Yep.
This is pre-MCU. This is
around the time
Hulk.
Of
Daredevil, Punisher. This is like pre.
This is around the Raimi Spider-Man movies.
Raimi Spider-Man movies. This is kind of that era of Marvel movies. So,
yeah.
We wanted to revisit it a little bit because we saw it when we were kids and we watched it.
He did, not me.
He didn't.
Anyway, Ben, plug away.
Oh, we didn't do this last episode.
Yeah.
LaCroix Boy Ben. On Instagram. Give me some love, and you can follow us at real.in.itpodcast.
He said it wrong, but it's okay.
Real.in.itpodcast.
There you go.
On Instagram.
There you go. You can follow me at Tanner Reckledge and Reel It In. I was about to spell Reel It In. Real.it.in.podcast. Also, Talk Time with Andrew. We're taking a break. We actually might be back by the time you hear this. I don't know.
Grow and Go.
No more Grow and Go. I'm not plugging Grow and Go anymore. I haven't touched that since 2020.
I have not listened to a single episode of Grow and Go.
You're not missing out on much. All right. Anyway, guys, Hulk next week.
Yep.
Keep it real.